This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Oh, hello there, Michael Dalton.
G'day there, Glenn Dalton.
How on earth are you?
Really well.
Wow, yeah. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Hey, our birthday's gone.
Oh, it's a bit
we
of a
can't even
now,
lead up
it?
To 5 years anymore.
No.
We've been dragging that one out for about a year and a half.
Dog's bollocks.
Haven't we?
Yeah. In a good mood, though. You're in a good mood.
Yeah, great mood. It's a good day, isn't it?
Really good day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kylie Day in Melbourne.
Well, it is.
For many
isn't
people.
It?
Yeah.
I still can't believe she's only doing one.
Well, I know. It's, you know.
But it's a big venue, isn't it?
Yes. It's
not
huge.
Like doing, you know,
the Butterfly Club or something. I mean, nothing against people who do the Butterfly Club.
Or the Butterfly Club.
But, you know.
But it is a smaller venue than Rod Laver.
Just marginally. Marginally.
I was busy on Twitter today, Twittering, Rod Laver.
Oh, were you? Uh-huh. To say?
Yeah, well, they said they were looking forward to Kylie, and I said, mm-hmm. So am I. I said, I'm coming along to provide cushions. They'll be dancing afterwards. To which they said, dancing afterwards? We're dancing now.
Oh, good on them.
Emoji con.
See, know. What, that red lady, that one?
Loads
the red, all right, yeah, okay. Yeah. Good.
So they're excited. I said,
yes.
So am I.
Right.
Well, give her a big welcome back to Melbourne.
Oh, good on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just me and Rod Laver.
I wonder if I'll come and find you, like, during the show.
I expect so.
And, you know, like, offer you free champagne or something.
I wouldn't take it. I'll bring my own.
Yes.
No, but it's going to be good.
Yeah, you know? Brilliant.
It's almost like, because we've got a bit of neighbours happening in our request hour.
That's right. Yeah, 30
Kylie
years.
Minogue. She's bound to get in there, Kylie Minogue.
Oh, definitely.
You know.
If people request her.
Oh, only if.
Yeah.
You know, and often they do.
And now and again.
The gayest station.
In the nation.
In the nation.
Exactly. You know? Afternoon.
Yeah, we haven't got long, and then we're going to be having some people come in, haven't we, our guests.
Yes.
From Avenue Q.
Yes.
Which we both love.
It's one of my favourite musicals of all time. I've got Andy to get
Heady
this.
On, Glenn.
Well, it actually is.
Really?
I'm not making this up.
I don't remember you doing this Sound of Avenue Q tour in Switzerland.
Because there isn't
Austria
one.
Or, yeah.
Because there isn't one. If there was.
You would.
Yes, definitely.
It is very funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I saw it probably 5 or 6 times when it was in Melbourne.
Wow.
Yeah.
You do love it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's brilliant.
And, well, you've got a track, have you?
Yeah, okay. I got Andy to get the soundtrack. I think we should play one of the songs from it.
All right. Yes, I love it.
Yep.
It's not too naughty, is it?
Well, I mean, we won't play the ones with the swearing, or should we?
Well, why not?
Well, we'll see.
I just like in dance.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, that show is opening at Chapel Off Chapel, in a week or so.
Mm.
And, well, we got the two leads in, no less.
Of course.
Exactly. Who else?
Yes, exactly.
Mm.
I just had a message asking me where I was sitting tonight at the Kylie concert from my friend Hayley.
Right.
I said, on my arse. I don't know, actually. Oh. I don't know where I am because I'm meeting a mate later and we're getting the tickets together.
Yeah. You're not in the mosh pit?
No.
Why not?
Not in the splash zone or
no,
whatever.
I don't think do they have that this time?
No, probably not.
I don't know.
I missed out on that and getting a raincoat.
Yeah.
No. I'm just going.
Which is good on you.
Yeah. I mean, I like...
Not in a corporate box?
No.
No.
I like Kylie.
Yes.
But I don't go mad for it.
No. And I would see the same. I would say I'm the same.
Yeah,
but I've seen her live a couple of times and enjoyed it.
Well, I've never gone... Oh, I reckon I'm in for a real treat.
Yes.
Yes. I reckon I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did, you know, it's tricky, isn't it?
What is?
Well, I mean, you know, I did like Motherhood the Musical, whatever, you know...
Sexercise the Musical.
No, not that one. I love
Motherhood the Musical.
What was it called?
Menopause
the Musical.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Em Rosciano's show then.
Right.
And that was good. But this is different, I think, isn't it?
Comparing Motherhood the Musical with Kylie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just think, you know, I mean, I like those sort of musicals, but I think this is going to be different. I think there's a lot more... Like
I mean,
dancing and stuff.
I don't know. Like, a lot of the time, people do refer to Kylie as basically a Motherhood the Musical tribute act.
She's a queen. But she's been, you know, it's been in a while now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And somebody did say to me she can't do it as fast paced as she usually.
Oh, really?
She has to slow down a bit now.
Really?
Yeah, it's true, I reckon. That's true. She has little lie downs. I remember going to see George Michael concert and just loving it.
Yeah.
You know? But he went off into the wings.
Yes.
And I don't know if he was having a lie down.
Right.
But he came back with a lot more energy than when he left.
Well, he probably was having a lie down.
Yeah, maybe. And that was when he was in Melbourne and he kept saying, I love you, Sydney.
I love you, Sydney, yes. Yeah,
so, but I don't think Kylie's going to do that.
No.
Because she's from Melbourne.
Can you imagine if she did? Imagine the backlash. But what I love about the gays is that everyone, like Kylie, can really do no wrong.
No. Well, yeah. But she doesn't, does
no,
she?
No, that's true.
She's got her, you know, she knows what she's talking about.
Yes.
He ain't no Dolce & Gabbana.
No, exactly.
Yes, it is. And we've already got the SMSs in about Miss Minogue.
Yes.
Suggesting that there's going to be an audience full of hot pants.
That'd be good, hey. Pants, yes. You got yours ready?
No, I think those days are gone.
Well, if anyone's out there and has a pair of hot pants that they're willing to loan to Michael Dalton to wear to the Kylie concert tonight, drop them off at Joy.
Stretch fabric.
Whatever.
Is a must.
Yeah, whatever.
And, yeah, and they've also written, please don't wear Dolce & Gabbana to the concert. What about that? What do you think about that?
Well, isn't, you know, like...
It's outrageous, isn't it?
I mean, it's just so strange that someone who is... really in the center of fashion and is presumably surrounded by gay people would make those kind of comments.
Yeah, because Ben, obviously with the what they actually mentioned isn't just the gays, is it?
No.
Because it's IVF in general as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is millions of people around the world.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right.
Very odd.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean...
I think they believe that they're unreachable.
Right.
And that we are all allowed our opinion in this world, which of course we are.
Yeah.
But if you rely on, you know... prone selling something,
yeah.
Then that we are also we're allowed that choice not to buy your product.
Well, exactly right. But I mean, also like it wouldn't be okay. Someone could come out and say, well, that particular race shouldn't be allowed to do it, and that's their opinion. That doesn't make it that it's okay to express an opinion, or doesn't make it all right.
No, but it wasn't racist, was it? It was just the fact that they believe the family should consist of a mother and a father, you know, and that they don't believe in IVF. Well, they are all right, aren't they? They're not. Mm. You can't. There's no hate crime. There's no other thing. It's just quite a bold opinion.
Yeah, but
isn't it
is discriminating against one particular group based on characteristics of that group, which you could
it's
just like racism.
Yeah, and obviously Elton is furious.
Yes, and Ricky Martin.
Ricky and Elton.
Yes. I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of those two. Well. certainly not Elton.
Willing to receive Ricky. Willie Bangs. Bangs.
Well, yes, exactly.
But it's quite interesting, isn't it? And the guy that runs their website for Dolce & Gabbana has just quit.
Is that right?
He's just quit.
I didn't know this.
Something like that. And
That was his name.
No, the name of the website. And he has just resigned. He put up his note in Italian and in English.
Okay.
Just saying that he just cannot work for a company that has those beliefs.
If there was suddenly, as a result of this, the need to sell off Dolce & Gabbana at half price, would you buy it?
Isn't that a good question? Because everyone's saying, rip it up, don't wear it. I would so buy it.
I think I probably would. I
definitely would.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, although I do not buy that brand of pasta anymore.
Oh, Barilla?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I just walk by it.
Yeah,
it just happens to not be the cheapest brand in the supermarket.
Yeah,
you know, because I think once you boil it up, it all tastes the same.
Pretty much.
You know, and I don't mind waiting an hour for the no-name one
to suddenly soften.
There we go. El dente. We love a bit of Virginia Gay, don't we?
We do indeed.
Yeah.
Love a bit of Ellie Goulding.
Oh, such a good song.
Yeah. We're chatting about Dolce & Gabbana. And Paul Capsis has just put on his Facebook, said, walk past the Dolce & Gabbana store on Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Must be in New York.
New York, yeah.
And not a single soul inside. Ouch. Then he says, it's a giant store as well.
Well, I mean, it'll die down. And you're but just so right. I mean, if they just all of a sudden said, right, everything's half price, would we all go in? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would. I don't know.
I mean, it would need to be like 75% off, really, I reckon.
Yeah, to be reasonable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well,
some of those brands, I tell you.
Mm.
You know.
Well, maybe there needs to be controversy in all of them in order to be able to make them affordable.
I think some of my favourite brands should start upsetting everyone.
Wouldn't that be good?
Well, I guess it wouldn't. I mean, well, it would, though.
Well, it wouldn't be good to upset people, but it would be good if it was cheaper.
It would be.
Yeah.
Fine.
I'm getting ready for my afternoon snack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have some fruit, which I don't often eat.
Mm.
You know, the five a day is really, I don't really go by that.
Is that what the guide is? You're supposed to eat five serves of fruit a day?
Well, it's fruit and vegetables.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They've been banging on about that for years, you know.
So is one
But then that was when they used to say red wine wasn't good for you. And I tell you what, it is.
Oh, it's great.
You know, I love it.
Yeah. Is one serve, like how much is one serve?
I don't know.
Mm, like one piece of fruit?
I don't know.
One stalk of broccoli?
But of an evening, I have been enjoying, because I was given a popcorn maker by Queam, and I just put some popcorn in there and cook it, whatever you do. You know. It sort of goes everywhere, but it's so delicious. And just put some salt on it.
Oh, yes.
And I'm just there munching away.
Great.
But I thought, no, come on. Have some fruit.
Oh, good on you.
So I've brought it in, and then you were saying, and we were talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
And you mentioned about a friend of yours. No, I didn't hear the story.
Okay, well, let me tell you a story about my friend Ali, who is a 20-year-old girl who probably, by her own admission, is a little obsessed with what she eats and drinks and how much she exercises.
Okay.
So, Ali is so focused on what she does in that she recently competed in a bodybuilding competition.
Okay,
And so, like, you know, she's, like, for the last kind of 2 years, basically, she's, like, not eaten any ice cream or chocolate.
Wow.
Or she never eats any processed foods. Like, she
does
prepares
she look
everything.
Amazing?
She looks incredible.
Right.
Right. She doesn't never drink.
Miserable bitch.
she never drinks.
She looks fantastic.
Exactly. Anyway, she's been working up for this competition, which was last weekend. Right. And the photos were amazing. Like, I was at Mardi Gras. She was sending me photos. And, like, I didn't look anything like her because, you know, whatever.
No.
That's all right. She's a girl.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you haven't got a vajayjay, have you?
No.
Or bosom.
No. Anyway, she, after this, like it was a couple of days after, and she'd been somewhere, and she was driving past an organic shop.
Oh, yeah.
And so she thought, I'll go in there.
What is an organic shop?
Oh, just like
sort
of
made of healthy bricks.
So, think Hansel and Gretel.
Okay.
Anyway, she went
celiac
into the
cottage.
Shop.
Celiac cottage.
Yeah, she was buying, like, quinoa and, you know, all this kind of organic vegetables and stuff like that. And she saw, like, in the fridge, like, this organic juice. And she's like, you know, I never drink that. You know, I never drink fruit juice. It's too much sugar for me and blah,
blah,
blah.
Does she talk to herself a lot?
I think so.
Yeah.
And she said, you know what? I've worked so hard these last couple of years.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to treat myself to an organic fruit juice.
Hood on her.
So she did it. She drank it and she's driving. And she's like, God, you know, I have a little bit of a headache. Like, this is a bit weird. Anyway, she's like, oh, you know, it's just because I don't drink fruit very much. You know, it's my body sort of doesn't understand it. Anyway, she's driving down Punt Road and suddenly there's like three sets of lights that are in succession.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one goes orange and everyone goes through. The second one's orange and it goes through. The third one, this like the car in front of her slams on their brakes. So she slams on her brakes, right? And she doesn't hit them, but someone behind runs into her.
Rear-ended.
Yes. Anyway, so they all pull over and everything like that. And the guy in the front's like a little bit weird and all this kind of stuff and whatever. They're getting the details. She's like, there wasn't that much damage. It was fine. I'm on a high, sugar high from my juice. Everything's all right. Anyway, then the cops show up and they're like, you can't leave your cars here, blah, 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 blah. And the guy behind says to the cop, look, that guy's really weird. Maybe you want to breath test him. So they breath tested him and he's fine. And then the guy's like, well, I better do all, you know, everyone. So breath tested the other guy, he's fine. And then they breath tested Ali. And
she's over. What was it?
She did a reading came up. And they're like, when did you have your last drink? And she's like, April of 2013, right? Oh, and they're like, God. Well, there's a reading. And she's like, No, like I don't drink. I haven't drunk anything. And then she
started, we've all used.
Well, that's right.
I mean, that television program is famous for that.
She started to cry, right? And she's like, I don't even drink. I don't even eat any bad food. Blah blah.
I just had
this,
money.
I just had this fruit juice and blah, blah. I can show you the bottle. That's all. I've drunk water all day, and then I drink. Anyway, she gets the bottle out, and down the bottom of the bottle it says, through fermenting process. May result in 1.5% alcohol.
Oh, my God.
So she started crying, I'm going to lose my license.
Was she over then?
Well, and then they're like, we need to take you to the station for a blood test. And she's like, but we know why. You know, this isn't fair. And then she's crying and he goes,
she's got a horrible voice. All right.
The guy goes, all right, what we'll do is we'll do another reading. We'll do any, and if it's, you know, if it, the reading is still there, if it's still showing, because she's on her pee plates and so she would lose her license.
Oh, yes.
And so if there's a reading, you've got to be 00. If there's a reading, I have to take you to the station. If you refuse, you have to be arrested.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so she blew again. And she was fine.
Oh, yes. Thank God. I'd be angry at the, well, it does say it on the label.
She said in very, very small writing.
Yeah. Mm. Not so a drunk wouldn't be able to read it.
Don't drink fruit juice.
No.
Stick to wine.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Pork.
Who would have thought, eh?
Unbelievable.
There you go. Lesson of the day.
I like that story, though. Mm.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Indeed. Now, 30 years ago today, something happened.
Yes, I was born. Okay, no.
Yes.
It was Neighbours, wasn't it?
Yes, Neighbours started on our TV screen.
Did you watch the very first episode?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. We weren't allowed to watch it because I was probably a bit young. We weren't allowed to watch it.
I can't believe that.
It actually took my mum a little while before she allowed us to watch it. I mean, at least... I don't know, when was Kylie on it then? I guess I watched it a little bit when Kylie was on it, but not every night.
Was it naughty then?
I think it was just kind of like, you know.
This is from the woman who used to beat you with a pipe.
Yes, I know.
No, you're not watching it.
Exactly, yeah. But I think I guess I probably started watching it around, I don't know, mid-80s or something like that. Yeah.
My punishment late 80s, was No Prisoner.
Oh, right. Mm. Well, I definitely didn't see Prisoner, but I have caught up on Prisoner and seen certainly most of the first years, and that is fantastic.
I guess because a lot of people, if you look at Facebook or just having met us or anything, people would know that there's an age difference.
No, exactly.
I'm slightly older than Glenn.
Yes, 10 years.
Is it?
Nearly, I think.
How old are you?
35.
Really? You're admitting to that?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I'm 45.
Yes, exactly.
Gary's 85. yes, 30 years. Anyway, it leads us really to the fact that we are having a request hour for the Neighbours cast, for the ones that have recorded music.
Yes. So any of your Neighbours' favourites that you could be Kylie, could be... Jason, Donovan, Craig McLaughlin, Stefan Dennis,
anyone.
Delta.
I mean, the list goes on. Natalie Bathwaite.
Yep, Natalie Imbruglia. She's got a new song out at the moment. Might give that a spin. Yeah.
Horn again.
Mm.
We might have to do a little bit more Kylie, because she is doing a concert tonight.
It is Kylie night tonight in Melbourne.
Snapped at the, is that at the airport?
Yes, just saw some photos of her at the airport, looking amazing as always. But yep, get your requests in, Neighbours alumni.
That's what we want. That's the sort of music. Last chance, as I mentioned, to win the tickets to Le Noir, the dark side of Cirque. We write as Le Noir or Noir or whatever. We've got one. This says Hi Dalton's. I didn't see Neighbours until I was 25. Wow, that's a strict mum. My mum wouldn't allow it. Thanks for keeping me company while I make the dinner.
That is a strict mum. She's like at her 21st and never watched Neighbours.
Hannah there. Poor girl.
We used to, we used to have fights with our parents about the fact that we weren't allowed to watch Neighbours. And like one of the lines, particularly my brother used to say, oh, you don't know what you're doing to my life. Everyone at school the next day is talking about Neighbours and I have to go and sit by myself because I can't even talk about it.
Does that get brought up now? Well, it just
Just did, yeah.
Oh, my God. Again. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I guess everyone was talking about it.
The Comedy Company, which used to be on a Sunday night on Channel 10.
Naughty as well.
Apparently. And it was on at 7:30, and they used to have this rule that we'd have to go to bed at 7:30 on a Sunday.
Really?
And so that was always like, oh, did you watch the Comedy Company? No. I was in bed. You were in bed at 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, they weren't strict. They just wanted their own
mum and dad. Yeah, I guess so.
How many boys are there?
Four.
Well, let's get rid of them. You know, like, go to your room, go to bed. And you don't have to go to bed. I suppose you're allowed to just be in your room, weren't you?
No, I think you had to go to bed.
Really?
We were never allowed TVs in our room until this is another family story. We weren't allowed TVs in our room, and my brother wasn't allowed one until he was 18, and he got one for his 18th birthday. But then when I was like 16, I just bought one and was allowed to have one because I was also doing very well at school. And then that always got brought up. Like, oh, he was allowed to have it when he was 16.
I can't believe that he's like, if he's 18 years old, you can leave home. I left home when I was 18.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't leave home until he was 38.
Well, that's I blame your mum and dad. They stunted him.
Exactly.
They were so happy to get the television and things were delayed.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, should have given him that TV straight out of the womb.
The toilet at 26. Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
Mm.
We should just bring your family in.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be good?
I'd love it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I know so much about them.
I know.
We all do.
I think.
Everybody needs good neighbors.
Oh, this is the Barry Crocker one.
Yes. This is hard.
Oh, isn't it?
Let's go a bit more. Can find the perfect
place. Happened there?
Madge dropped her glass. Harold's glass.
Should be there for one another. 30 years.
It's been a massive part of Australia's history.
And, you know, people may or may not know that you were actually on Neighbours at one point.
I was a lot, you know.
A lot?
About five or six times.
My God.
I know.
That's a leading...
bringing my character back.
That's a recurring role.
They needed me in the background over there.
Yeah, coffee shop, Erinsborough High School, Lazarus. Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere.
Well, good on you. You are part of the history.
I really am. And it's going to be embarrassing. It doesn't bother me so much, but when, you know, going to the Kylie Minogue concert tonight, she's bound to recognise me.
As will probably most of the crowd, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, remembering you from being in the background of the coffee shop.
Of course. And it's just like, you know, I mean, I don't really think I've changed that much, you know, maybe a couple of greys.
Maybe,
you know, I know you. You're sweet like that. You're never mean or horrid.
And I
appreciate that. But I mean, you know, I reckon if I had my old costumes, I don't think I do. Yeah,
that's a missed opportunity.
It really is.
Wow.
eBay.
Yes.
You know, this is what I wore in Lasseter's.
Exactly. Yeah. Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan were in the same scene.
But you know, you like your mum, my mum would video them.
Yes, of course.
When you're going to be on.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, because then over years I did stuff like singing on TV. And that is just
I've watched them,
isn't it?
Yes.
But there you are, Mark. There's Michael. There's Michael in the background there. Oh, it's gone now. Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Well, I mean, it's still a starring...
It was what it was,
yes.
And back then, you know, you did it.
Well, who would have thought the show that you were starring in has lasted for 30 years?
And it's the closest I've ever got to Kylie.
There you go.
See you there.
Until tonight.
Until tonight.
Natalie Bathing's wait.
I like her.
Yeah, I do as well. Do you remember the storyline that she was kind of involved in? Well, her major storyline was where she had an affair with Dr. Carl.
Oh.
Yeah, and broke up Susan and Carl for a while.
Dear.
It was a great storyline.
Yeah.
Because she played Izzy, who may or may not have been Dr. Carl's receptionist. I can't remember.
Okay.
But in the, you know, she was obviously much younger than Susan.
Of course.
And, they ended up having an affair. It was fantastic.
Now, they were recently thanked by the Oscar-winning actor.
Margot Robbie.
The male one.
Oh.
He's won his Oscar.
Right.
I think in an acceptance speech somewhere else, or just he said he wanted to thank... Dr. Carl and Susan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Mm. See, this is how international Neighbours is.
Of course. Well, he was British.
Okay, yeah.
So, as we know, you know, it was a phenomenon over there.
So, it's absolutely...
twice a day, wasn't it?
It's still huge there.
No. It's moved over to one of the smaller channels as it's done over here.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's still obviously getting the viewers because otherwise it wouldn't make it.
Exactly.
If it weren't making the money.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, who's, you know, late 50s, whatever.
Yes.
Loves Neighbours.
Really? Still?
Videos it or films it, records it, whatever you call it. Absolutely loves it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, my brother was like, he used to call it Gabers.
Oh.
And Home and a Gay.
Oh, it's stupid.
So witty. Yeah. But then, like, years later, they replayed, like, they call it Neighbours again. It was on at 4 o'clock on a weekday. And he was like, would want to rush home from school. My mum would like, all that shit you used to give Glenn about wanting to watch Gabers.
There you go.
Came back to bite him on the bum, didn't it?
Yeah, you didn't.
No.
Okay.
No.
If you, I mean, what, if, did you used to watch Neighbours out there? Are you listening? Did you love it? He'll love it.
Yes.
You know, what
favorite
did you love
neighbor mem- Neighbours memories.
Now, I can't remember the character name, and but he's the actor's name is Peter O'Brien.
Oh, yes. He played one of the Ramses, I think.
Yes. Mm. And I used to have such a crush on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was he Scott's brother?
I think he was Scott's. One of the Robinsons, I mean.
He was the...
Shane Robinson, I think.
Shane, I think you're right.
Yes.
He used to be so hot in that.
Right.
Oh, my God. And, I used to love him. Oh. Jason was gorgeous as well.
Of course, yeah.
So that was the history. I didn't watch it last night. It was on last night, wasn't it?
There was a special. I didn't watch it. I'll have to watch it on the iView or whatever you call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this one's been requested, and we've dug into the absolute bounds of time to find this. This was requested by both Liam and also Peter. They wanted to hear the Blakey twins, who, when they first went on to Neighbours,
Is it Blakey or Blakeney?
I don't know.
I think it's Blakeney.
It's spelled Blakeney. Blakeney?
Blakeney.
Gail and Gillian Blakeney.
Blakeney.
They were on the... Anyway, however you say their name. They're not...
Still crap.
They're too busy working at Priceline now to be listening.
I imagine. You could say.
But when they first came on, they were like this whole storyline. Why the hell I remember this? This whole storyline where they had witnessed a murder as twins. Huh? And so they came into the thing, but they could only play one character, a lady called Linda. And so basically... Linda had an existence, but the two twins could never be out together.
Oh.
If one went out, the other one had to stay at home and vice versa.
Well, that would have caused drama, wouldn't
it? Well, of course. That's why they did it.
Really?
And I remember this one scene where Mrs. Mangle was watching.
I love Mrs. Mangle.
Oh, well,
she was amazing as Mrs. Jessop.
Yes.
And then Mrs. Mangle.
And one day Paul Robinson went over to the house because he was in on the whole...
Oh, well, it would have been the ruse, of course.
And he's in
on everything. He was a schemer.
Exactly. One of the twins answered the door in her outfit, and Paul went in, and then, you know, 20 minutes later, the other one sees Paul out and is obviously wearing different clothes. Yeah. And Mrs. Mangle's like, I think she's a working girl.
Now, we just had the Blakeney twins on.
Yes.
And Andy, who has been on vacation for 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent in a message saying that song is terrible.
Exactly. And Tony agrees with him and says, thank God they only released one song.
I think it is a good idea.
I agree.
Thank God.
But they were part of the Neighbours alumni and listeners requested it. So that's the criteria for getting a song on Joy tonight.
That is the sort of music that Queam Lynn likes.
Well, that's right.
You know?
Exactly.
That's what I got to live with.
And speaking of, hello to Google Aligar, who says he's very excited to see Kylie tonight. His best Neighbours memory, rushing through my medicine delivery job on my bicycle.
Jesus, we're going that far back when he rode a bicycle.
For a Bendigo pharmacy to get in home in time for Scott and Charlene's wedding. Sigh. Angry Anderson had the best wedding song of the 80s.
That might be right.
Yeah. We should try and get that one on for you, Google Aligar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly.
Is there any photos of you riding a bike? Because I'd love to see those. Just those little legs going around.
Yeah.
Not that little anymore.
Delivering people's pills.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
One for me, one for them.
Yes.
Some Valium for me.
Yeah. Maybe where his love affair with Finnegan started.
Oh, my God. Well, we are right in the middle of our Neighbours Request Hour, and everybody is loving it.
Indeed they are.
And if you're not, what's wrong with you?
30 years of Neighbours.
We owe it, really. I mean, you know, it looks like you might not like it. Have you ever watched it and liked it?
I reckon everyone has watched it. If there is a person out there that has never, ever seen an episode of Neighbours, can you write in right now?
Yeah.
0427JOY949.
I mean, you know, if you're out there and you've not, you know, look, been on it, or, you know, I mean, everyone's been on it.
Yeah, everyone's been on it.
Everyone's been in it.
Yeah, Dougal reckons he's never watched an episode of Neighbours.
Right. It's not really a sort of good... Yeah. It's not really a great judge of, you know, anything popular culture.
Yes.
He likes sport, you know.
No one likes
Doesn't look
sport.
Like he plays it.
No one likes sport, do they?
Not, well, they do, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's not the, you know, this is good stuff.
Yeah. Well,
stuff like the football.
Start soon. Now, we will say that the winner of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival double pass is Nick from Brunswick West.
Well, well done. Good luck to you and enjoy your movie.
Indeed. Let us know what you see and how it's like.
Yes, it's probably going to be something raunchy.
Well, who knows?
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Go and see a lesbian movie. Educate yourself.
Imagine that.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
Of course. Make amazing films. I know a lot of lesbians. I like them. I like them a lot. I like them a lot.
Now, coming after this next song.
I think
song,
my fruit is fermented. I think I'm like your friend. I feel like I've gone too lally.
I love it.
And I've been a whole Tupperware thing full of a fruit and yes. I'm drunk.
Oh, wow. Perfect. Do that every week.
Soaks it in
You've
brand.
You've basically just had a glass of a bottle of wine.
I have. I'm too lally.
Yep. Craig McLaughlin and Check 1-2.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. He played the son of Harold and Madge.
Yeah.
Henry Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. And I auditioned for that role. With Jan Russ.
You're being serious as well.
So, of course I totally am.
Yeah.
Because you just go for these auditions. You know, and your agent says, you should go. You should go.
Of course.
So, because, and this is, you know, I don't know, 20-odd years ago.
Well, it would have been in the mid to late 80s, I guess.
I just don't know how, 80s. What was I going to be, because I had a really British sounding, obviously.
Oh, yeah, so, of course.
It's like, what was, you know, what a waste of time.
But you could have played Kylie Minogue's brother.
I'd like that.
Imagine that.
And
mate, you would be gay royalty even more than you are now.
Oh God, yes. The what would have been I have bumped into Jan Russ quite a few times.
Yes, she's the casting director.
She was
of
the casting director
and,
for many, many years.
Discovered Kylie Minogue, no
and
less.
Countless others.
Yes,
you know. But yeah, very amusing.
Hello to Sarah from Wonthaggi, who says, "Hello, boys and girls. I hate Neighbours and same to Home and Away." That's a spirit. Good on you.
That's hilarious.
And Hamish, who requested Craig McLaughlin, says, yep, it's still as bad as what I remember, and I apologise to all your listeners.
It's not that bad.
No.
It's
a bit of a trip
history,
down memory lane.
Yes. Come on, you lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't matter. Now, I bet there's lots of excitement in the air, because, of course, tonight, Kylie Minogue is at Rod Laver Arena.
Well, we couldn't do this without hearing from the lady herself.
No, and, you know, God, I mean, everybody loves a bit of a... Well, there's a question. Is there anybody who's never heard Kylie?
Yes, all right.
Is there anybody that doesn't like one
No,
one
anyone who's
song?
Never, ever heard a Kylie song, write in right now.
There you go.
Because we're about to ruin it.
Yeah. Oh, you're on Joy 94.9. It's the Royal Dons. We're almost at the end. But here's a bit of Kylie Minogue.
Oh, this has been the Royal Daltons, but guess what?
What?
We've reached the end of the concert.
Oh, no. It's going to be a good one, though, if you're going to Kylie Minogue.
Well, enjoy.
Yeah.
Gosh. And a big thank you to everyone, including Andy on the front desk.
Nice to have you back, mate.
Gary Wilson on the news.
Always good to have you around.
Jamie for the podcast.
Oh, I love that, Dick. Jamie Dick.
We'll be back next week.
Night, everyone.
Here's a bit of, it wasn't from our Neighbours alumni, but it is probably from the most iconic Neighbours scene. It's a bit of Angry Anderson.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.